Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Product Coffee, a podcast where product management leaders share stories, advice, and thoughts on all things product over a cup of coffee. Grab a cup of Joe and join us to level up your product career 30 minutes at a time.
Hey, all, welcome to Product Coffee. And today, Kevin and I are going to be talking about team offsites, how to have effective ones, things that we like in offsites, the value of them, and so on. So Kevin, I guess getting started for your company, when was the last team offsite, onsite, anything that you all did and how did it go?
Yeah, great question. I think maybe back in February, I believe, but we had a pretty awesome one. This was a kind of like a long time coming. The company I with now merged with another company, so they wanted to kind of celebrate this, like two businesses coming together and build a new culture with the combined two. So it was a little frivolous. I don't think they're usually like this, but it was nice. We went to Cancun, which was amazing. So this resort that was all inclusive, the events were a mixture of team workshops and more company specific presentations and orientation. So it was a mix of a bunch of those kind of things, but it was amazing. You can't beat that.
I'm jealous. That sounds pretty good. I think that's like a good point is that offsites, in order to make them effective, especially in I think today's remote work environment where we don't see people face-to-face as much or as often. The first thing is like building good team culture and good camaraderie and getting to have some social goings on with the people there. I think the second part is, you know, finding time to sit down and explicitly say, hey, we're putting aside other things for a period of time to focus on one or two areas that we wouldn't otherwise do. Maybe it's hard to get time together with people across different time zones, or maybe it's challenging. You know, and I think the last part that you mentioned in there is resetting after change. And that's actually kind of been the catalyst for the offsite that I'm about to go. I'll call it an offsite onsite. In this case, since the company I'm at is in New Zealand, a bunch of us from the US are going to be flying over to visit our headquarters in New Zealand and meet with our teams there for kind of much the same.
Yeah.
Which is pretty exciting.
That's awesome. So are you coordinating some of that? Is there a section that you are trying to facilitate?
At the moment, it's a pretty early days in the process. And I'm not exactly, you know, so far what I've done on our side is get together all the folks who are coming from the US and sit everybody down and actually get through the travel logistical arrangements of, you know, hey, everybody, let's make sure everybody's got their passport and their visas and, you know, let's book our hotels and let's make sure we're staying in similar places and, you know, actually just get that, the first big bit of the travel logistics sorted out. Then I think, yeah. And then I think the next part is coming up as our leadership is having their offsite on the 24th of this month. And they're going to be kind of bringing together kind of some higher level metrics and OKRs and things for us to talk about and kind of seed that discussion. Mm. And so the way that we are going to approach it is let's let those guys get through that. Then myself and the other leadership team members are going to sit down and kind of say, okay, hey, from that information, what could we use to fuel some of this and, you know, some sessions. And I know our manager has some great ideas about how he wants to organize some of the sessions while we're there, both kind of making sure for, you know, that our teams get a chance to meet and then at the same point, we also get the opportunity to sit down as a leadership team and actually have some deep, in-depth conversations that we might not get otherwise.
I think that sequence makes sense. It'll be able to get the team start to think a little fresh, new ideas, you know, especially with probably newer targets to say like, well, if this is the leadership strategy or focus area or goals that we want to do as a business, how do we contribute to that? What are the new ideas that we can come up with that are, or how, you know, approaches, what have you, towards those goals? So that's always kind of like a fun time. It's kind of green field. You get held and crazy with some of the ideas. And then I do like that. One of the biggest things I like about these offsites are kind of just that in-person, across the world in-person time that you get to spend with this team that you see over Zoom. You pick up on body cues, languages. There's just different energy. Having that balance of that hybrid work is nice as an organization that can't afford these types of retreats like this or workshops that, you know, highly recommend building that into the routine, putting that as an arsenal and getting your company to work a little bit better together over time.
Yeah, I've always, it's good as I found, I'll maybe ask you this question. Have you ever been to an offsite that you felt like didn't add any value? And if so, what were some of the drivers that caused it to not have value?
That's a good question. Let me think of one. One comes to mind, maybe. Maybe a dinner that we went to. There wasn't any kind of relation to the work. It was more of just like, hey, we should all get together and go to dinner. Like maybe it was a holiday party. I can't remember what it was, but it was just like, there wasn't a goal. I don't mind getting to know people that I work with, but like sometimes like, if it's not also going to be useful in the professional setting too, or we're not going to get something else out of that professionally, maybe that wasn't as valuable. I'm trying to think, maybe in some other context that it could be, but in that one in particular, I didn't find a lot of value. And it wasn't like a travel destination thing too. Like I wasn't getting out of the house. So it was more of like, hey, spend a dinner with us and that's it. And I'm like, I don't like that. Like, I have a family. I just, why? Like there's no context. So I think I didn't like those.
You know, the thing for me is that I feel like with an offsite, the most important thing you can come away with is a set of here are action items. Doesn't mean that you need to solve everything all at once, you know, in that offsite. I feel like even expecting that you would is usually not a good expectation to have. I think the key thing is to come away with a set of tangible action items on something that you guys have worked on, that you've discussed, and that there is an action plan to follow up on those items. Because to me, the offsites that I've gone to that don't work out well are ones where we do things or we dive into these really big brainstorming sessions and we have all this discussion and we feel like we've solved the world's problems. And then we come back and it's just business as usual and we completely forget about it, you know, like that's terrible.
But when it is, yeah. And my bad example was there's nothing work related really, but really what we're saying is like, let's make it useful. And also like, let's not just let that momentum or that kind of energy die. And how could we continue, or if we're learning together and turn what we have alignment on into action as leaving with these action items or putting that into practice more tangibly. There's one great workshop that we use. It's my go-to right now because it's just one of those tools in the tool chest, but like a version of, I think AJ and Smart does this. So you could look them up on YouTube. It's called the Lightning Decision Jam. I love that one. It's something you can do within an hour and you kind of can go do some constrained divergence, right? You go wide a little bit with the brainstorming. You can kind of then go narrow and pick a few things and then actually put them into action. So we did this with the product team in that during that offsite that I mentioned and talking about what is the one thing that we want in terms of our process to get better at and, you know, left with some actionable experiments that we were going to run over the next 2 weeks with an owner and a timeline and expectations. So every time I run that, I come with that similar output. So having something that would generate that list and then that action and the experiments, I think is always helpful, like going into something like that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that's the other thing too, is like sometimes the other good thing to do for like offsite best practice is like ahead of time, think of one or two key topics that you really want to dive deep on and just like have that as your focus here.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the other challenge with offsites that I felt that didn't go too well is you tried to cram too much into it. And so as a result, your sessions are so short and like you never really got that time to dive deep on that topic or do that design session and like really, really get in there. You just give yourself an hour and a half. We're off on to the next thing. But in reality, it's like, hey, you know, sometimes we need to just like, let's sit down. Let's like working session this one or two things and let's give ourselves a couple of hours and maybe a couple hours at the bar later to continue that discussion. But I think that's, I think those are kind of some, you know, that's one of the other things that fails for me sometimes. Too much on the agenda.
Too much. And then maybe not specific enough of brainstorming or querying around the workshop materials. With these offsites, you mix the informative information sharing, maybe market sharing, maybe customer sharing or vision sharing with the tactical working together on hard problems. You kind of got to balance those two, right? So you'll have like what was working well with me in this last one was we had some of those longer presentations that were maybe like a 30 minute, maybe broken up and, you know, an hour broken up, but, you know, you'd serve breakfast and be, you know, chat and what have you. But while they're talking, it was a specific talk or like presentation about one of those types of big motions around sales or around ads or, you know, in industry specific market trends. And then you'd have one that was focused more on vision. And then throughout these presentations that were kind of littered throughout the week, and then the day activities were more of the workshop type-y kind of get into it and work together on these problems. And the cross functionality in nature was really helpful. I like the random selection of putting people that you don't usually work with on these problems in a room together to think through it. So that was nice. We had a whole ton of workshops that you can sign up for one to the next based on time allocation. You couldn't go to everyone, so you had to pick. And that was really fun and engaging. And some people tried to outstage each other at the workshops and try to do something really fun and exciting and memorable. And then some were just, you know, these really informative and that was it. And it was just, that was a, it was just a fun energy and a fun way to tackle that time together that still kept fresh, engaging, and then felt useful as well.
There's a point that you made there, and it's something that I was thinking about is the role of company culture and how offsites and things like that reinforce it and build that and the importance that it has business. And I say that in general, you know, just because there's a, I always read these like different Reddit threads and there's kind of this dichotomy between people going like, oh yeah, like I don't believe in my corporate culture or whatever. They want us to have fun and do what other stuff. And I just want to show up and get my work done and whatever. And I think that takes away from the fact that like, if you're going to be in this organization 40 plus hours a week, every week for years on end, it's a goal of these offsites to actually, I think, help make that something to look forward to, make that something to be part of and actually make a good experience with the business. So something that you can look back on and say like, yeah, I really enjoyed my time here. And, you know, sometimes doing a little bit of travel or sometimes getting in and getting together with people is something that really elevates that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then as leaders organizing these things and putting them on, it's another moment that to inspire and to get everyone on the same page or off the boat if they're not interested, right? This is how you're spending a lot of your time as an individual. You should be doing it at a place that engages you and as a leader trying to use those moments to really activate that type of mindset for individuals. Or reactivate, right? It might have been dormant with some kind of like going away for a little bit. And now it's like, oh yeah, we have this new mission. We have this vision. We're rallying the troops. We're getting after it. Like that's always like so much fun when it's, when you're bought in and you're motivated and you're working together on something like that as an individual. So just don't forget that as a leader and like build those moments to rally the troops like that and incorporate that, right?
Oh, 100%. I think, you know, you made a good point there. I've always felt like with sometimes the offsite or onsite or anything where you're getting together groups, you can, it's almost like you can kind of, if you can see the energy going in or like you can kind of figure out, I feel like this thing that I've noticed as a leader is depending on events like this, it kind of tells you how engaged sometimes people are. You know, are they up and participating? Are they passive? Are they complaining about having to set up and go on some of the things, or are they actively engaged in it? And I think that, you know, for good and bad, I think that tells you a lot about the status of what's going on. And, you know, if we have a situation where, you know, people are not as engaged with it or not as excited, they don't come back engaged or excited, I think there's an interesting conversation to be had there with that person about like, hey, what's going on? notice this, you know, and how can we use it for either coaching or how can we use it for, okay, yeah, let's, maybe it's a thing to move on from.
And then as the individual in that mindset, be aware of it, right? You should probably evaluate your situation a little bit deeper. It's kind of like a nasty mindset to be in over time, right? And so you don't want to necessarily, it's not good for your mental health. It's not good for anything, right? So it's like, try to recognize that when you're in that mode of like, why am I here? What is this? You know, like maybe it's just not the right environment for you. And not everyone has the freedom to make those decisions, and you need money. You need a job. It's really important. But if you do, right, in tech, usually, even though with all these layoffs, there's still a lot of people hiring. So try to find something that works for you and get out of that mindset.
Yeah. And I think that's the other thing too. The mindset going in is something that, you know, I feel like probably is a conversation that should be had about, like, you know, what mindset should you have getting ready to go into a team offsite, onsite, et cetera. In my goal, it's like, you need to have this mental focus on like, how do I participate? How do I show up? How do I become an active part? Because the whole reason for you being here is to be an active participant, right? Like, companies wouldn't spend the time or the money to fly you, transport you, have you into the office or et cetera, or onto an offsite, if they didn't want to hear from what was going on, if they didn't want to engage with you, if they just wanted you to sit there quietly and listen, they would just do that over a Zoom meeting, right? Like, so I think that's where, you know, take that opportunity. And I think the other part there too is like, you can always tell, I think, with offsites and things like that, like I said, if people are taking that opportunity, I think that looks really good. You know, if you're participating, if you're thinking.
There's ways you could look at it by how you want to organize these things to cultivate that mindset. I love getting out of the office and away from the normal location. Like for you, Lou, like going to the headquarters is great because it's new and it's New Zealand. You know, it's out. It's not Colorado. You're out of the norm and you're kind of, you know, flung into this new mindset, which is fun. You know, that it is maybe difficult. I don't know, for the folks that are doing that are there, right? And that are experiencing it. Like, it just seems like another normal day. But then, you know, if that is what is needed because you have the facilities for it and you have the resources, so it makes it easier. Try to make that environment, redesign that environment, kick people out of the normal day to day. So like, yeah, if it's a normal office, like, okay, shift things up, move desks. Like, I don't know, you know, some way to make it feel like it's a different environment. Even having the individuals across the world there, I think is one of those, just go above and beyond, be aware of what that, you know, what you could do there to change that.
Yeah. Having led a few of those sessions in the past is just like, don't make it a normal day. You know, even if you are coming to the office, which may be a normal location, but don't make it a normal day. Let's have some activities or things that like these that people wouldn't do in their normal day when they come to the office. Let's like have some experiences they wouldn't normally have. Let's not just get back into the routine of being like, yeah, let's be on Slack or let's do this or let's do that. It's like, no, like this day is here for us to focus. Like, let's put aside all the other things that would normally go on in the day and let's reshift to like what's going on. I think that's something that I've found really helps, even if it's like, hey, we're coming in and we're going to do a unique design sprint. Okay, everybody, like we're in this particular room and we're today and we're going to get lunch or dinner together and we're going to like really be all in on this. And I want you, and let's proactively, maybe it's like setting an out of office notification, right? Like tell the people who are participating in that, like, hey, today is my day to focus on this. Like let's set an out of office or like a blocked out reminder that like, let's put away on our Slack messages and like be 100% there. Those are the types of things I think like, you know, change it up. Not to say that people won't read Slack messages, but you know, I think to the best extent that you can to make it feel different, it helps.
The organization there, I think, is one thing that I really appreciated from this last go around. It was one individual, or I can't remember if it was the full team, coordinating the travel arrangements, coordinating the, you know, the accommodations, helping people make sure that they have everything that they need ahead of time. Because we're all busy. We're all, you know, doing the day to day to kind of jump out and have to book things. And like, it can be a headache and stressful. So if that is taken care of, it's really nice. It's difficult to pull off. off. But if it is taken care of, then it's like, great. Now I don't have to worry about all that stuff. And I can really just focus on my presence there. And like, you know, that's more important.
I will say I really appreciate this thing because we're a larger company and people travel a lot inside of our business to the different offices. We have a software product built into our portal that actually does like booking. And I remember seeing one of the cool things. We were all together on like a Zoom booking it through this portal, and we would like select our flights and it actually showed you in the seat map where your coworkers were sitting. So we were all able to like book the same, like, oh, hey, we're going to like sit near one another, or we're going to like, you know, take the same things. And it would say like, oh, like so-and-so booked like this hotel, and it was all like, you know, put together. Now, granted, there were some, have some product foibles with this particular software that I would love to see ironed out. But overall, it was like cool that we were all able to like do it in that portal, get it done together. It like show, it like reinforced that, oh, you're in the right place. And then like the coolest piece was that it kind of spits out to an app with your entire itinerary for the whole time you're there, which is so nice.
What is this?
It's called Navan, N-A-V-A-N, I think.
Got to sponsor us now.
Yeah, yeah, I've said your name. You got to tell me what's going on. But yeah, like, you know, I'm not like the biggest thing in there, but like I've got this thing here and on my phone. I've got like, you know, it says, you know, the trip that I've got and then everything, your hotel. Like,
encourage the organization, have the conversation. I'm sure they're chatting about this already as an organization, but if not, bring it up and talk about like the value, what you would get out of it, what your teams would get out of it. If you're a leader, find ways to organize these things. It's super, super important, whether it be a small design sprint with a few cross-functional team people or a workshop or a bigger offsite as a business or an organization. Super important. You get a lot of value out of it. So think about that. Yeah, it looks like we finished up our coffee here. So go level up.
This has been Product Coffee, produced and engineered by me, Kevin Gentry. Through our podcast partner, Anchor, you can now record a voice message and send us ideas or topics to cover, and who knows, we might end up playing it on the show. You can also become a supporter of Product Coffee by contributing a monthly donation to help us sustain future episodes. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Product Coffee on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.